Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalen, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Welcome back, everyone. I am absolutely thrilled you are listening in today. Please share this podcast because it helps this podcast be seen by more and more people. The more people that comment, the more people that share this, it just keeps growing and growing. And it's so thrilling to see that it is in the top 5% of relationship podcasts across the globe. So thrilled. But yeah, the more you share these podcast episodes, the better it is. Of course, if you feel that they are helpful, which I sure hope that they are. So today's podcast, I'm going to keep short and sweet. You know, I like to do those short and sweet podcasts because I know a lot of us don't have a lot of time and we just want to listen and get to the point. So gonna be doing exactly that today with this podcast around the no contact rule. Now, I have spoken about the no contact rule before, but I want to share with you why I found this so effective in my own life and the benefits of it, and also why it doesn't work sometimes if you've got other agendas to use in this no contact rule. So what is a no contact rule? Well, of course, many of you know it is exactly what it says. After a breakup, you make a decision that you are not going to be having any communication with your ex. And I know that can be difficult if you have children, and I've mentioned this before. However, even if children are involved, there are certainly ways to still have minimal contact. But I am going to be talking to you primarily if you don't have children and you have had a breakup and you have tendencies to keep opting back. And this time around, you're saying, you know what, I don't want to. I know this is unhealthy for me. I need to keep going. How do I go about this? First of all, I tried the no contact rule early days when I was in this toxic relationship and we were on again, off again, make up, break up. It was just at least, I would say at least 7 to 10 times we broke up and got back together again. I feel like when you're in these toxic cycles, that's quite a common theme. You break up, you make up. It's usually within a few days or weeks at the most when you do have this make up, break up scenario going on. But I remember I really wanted this to be done. I knew this person was so unhealthy for me. I knew that I was emotionally attached because of my own attachment issues, but also the chemistry was what was driving the relationship. And so intellectually, I would be telling myself, you know what, this relationship is over, I'm done. But emotionally, there was still that pull to always opt back. And when he would come crawling back and saying, I'm sorry, I did the wrong thing, I can't live without you, or whatever it was, I would find myself coming back into that relationship. And when I would try this no contact rule, the moment he did that, it just seemed to go out the window. But I feel like the no contact rule is a bit like giving up smoking, if you've ever smoked. I haven't, but I hear this, right? It's you give up and then you're susceptible to starting smoking again. And it's, you got to keep doing it until you do it. And I feel like the no contact rule can be a little bit like that. Like sometimes you do it. Like I did, tried it, didn't work for the first, you know, 5 times, but then it did. And I want to share with you why I believe it worked that last time. So making that decision to have no contact, you are literally saying, I'm not going to be texting, calling. If he calls me, I won't be answering, interacting. You have made that decision. Why have you made that decision? This is the big one, guys. I want you to listen to this. Because you have accepted this relationship is done. This is where I feel I was falling down in the past. When I tried the no contact rule early days, there was a part of me that secretly wanted him to contact me and reconnect. I wanted that because I was unconsciously addicted to the highs and lows of that relationship, emotional addictions, which is all the stuff I talk about in my one-to-one coaching programs, but I've also spoken about it briefly on other podcasts as well. Being addicted to those emotions, the highs, the lows, and we get addicted to our trauma. We get addicted to the pain, guys. That's for a different podcast. But I would make that decision. I'm done. Because I could see the relationship was toxic. But like I say, secretly, I was almost waiting for him to contact me. Yes, I wouldn't contact him, and yes, I would get on with things. I have to say the first 3 to 5 days are the hardest when you're doing the no contact rule. And then I'd get on with things, and then he'd contact me second week. And then because I hadn't accepted this was done, couldn't accept it, secretly wanted him to keep calling me, getting contact me rather, I would fall back in because there wasn't that acceptance. So this is what I want to say to you about this no contact rule. I want you to make that decision. If this is something you are done with, this relationship is done, you know you want better for yourself, you know you're not getting any younger, you're not getting any prettier, you can't afford to waste any more time, right? You're done. You have to get to that place where you are accepting that this is not for you. It doesn't matter how great the chemistry is. It doesn't matter that there are some good times thrown in, a few scraps of good times. When you look at the relationship in general, you know this is making you emotionally sick, physically sick sometimes, and it is not where you want to be. You're aware that if you don't change anything, that in 3 months, 3 years, it's never going to be any different. So acceptance is key. Then, and I know this is how it worked for me, once I'd accepted, there is no way I want this relationship the way it's been on these terms and any conditions. I value myself, I love myself, and I won't do this. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't feel that about myself. I don't feel so great about myself. And I get it, right? I was that way too. But you start with an idea of the greatest version of yourself, of how that would feel like. And you tap into that. Because there are areas of your life where you do feel really good at, good in. There are parts of yourself that you know you love and feel good at. So even though initially it may not feel that way, simply by making the decision of accepting the end of this relationship, this is not what you want, that is an act of self-love in of itself. So I would urge you to know that it's all about one step in front of the other, just doing those baby steps initially. And over time, you will begin to see the value of yourself and love yourself in ways I cannot even describe. Excuse my very sore throat today, guys. I have a sore throat. I've been doing a lot of talking, and I think I've actually got a bit of a virus going on. So making that decision. When I made that decision that my relationship was done, I recorded voice notes of my choices and saying, okay, this is it for me. When I start my new life tomorrow, because as I was leaving, I will never be calling, taking phone calls, opting in. I kind of knew he wasn't going to anyway because of where that relationship had gotten to. But I just made up my mind. And again, making up your mind is a power in of itself. And so I made that decision to keep going forwards. And this is what happens when you make that decision. It allows you the space and the time to completely process and heal without the interruption of that other person. If they call you or try and contact you, I don't always like to block people because I feel like I feel like almost sometimes that's a kind of way to get a reaction or a trigger as well. And I just don't know if that's always the right thing, but I do think sometimes it may be if you've got an ex, you know their patterns and they call you when they start missing you after about a week or two. They may have gone out and slept with a couple of people, but hey, you know, they're going to call you in a couple of weeks. I think maybe sometimes that might require a block, right? Only you can determine what's best for you. But do what you feel is going to help you the most. Make that decision that you don't want contact, that you're not going to be taking calls, that they can't contact you, that you're not available anymore. And continue to heal and work on yourself and moving through. Like I said, in my situation, I absolutely loved the feeling of just being in my own space, my own place, and not having to deal with all of it again. I loved not having to deal with, you know, what he was doing, because at the time we were still sharing space. Even though he was at one end of the house, I was at the end of the other, and he was out sleeping around. It was really horrible for me to have to be witness to that stuff. But at the same time, it was, when I left, it was the best thing, right? And I made that decision that I was not going to have contact with him whatsoever. And I did make a decision that, you know, it was like almost like to make it easier, it was a minimum. It was like, for the next 2 months, I will have zero contact. Because there were things we had to deal with, I kind of thought there's going to probably have to be a time when I do have a contact with this person. But it was going to be not anytime soon. And because I made that decision with myself, it just flowed a lot better. So my message to you, I'm going to keep this short, like I said, if you're in a situation where you are going through that toxic cycle and you're so done with the pattern, I want you to make that decision to have no contact and just keep that promise to yourself. Like, honor your truth, honor what's best for you. As I mentioned at the start of this program, start of this podcast, some people use the no contact rule to get a response, to get a reaction. And so when they're not contacting them, it's really to get their ex to come back. And you see lots of YouTube clips on this, how to get your ex back, go no contact. And look, in a way, it's a double-edged sword. It kind of works both ways, really, because if you feel there is potential with that relationship still, but you can't put up with certain things, not having any contact definitely can make them reevaluate and think about things and do a big shift. And that has happened for people I know, that they've reconnected, but not with the old pattern at play, with a whole new sense of being, because they lost that person and they've realized what it's like to lose that person. And there has been a genuine shift and healing. So the no contact rule does work in that way. It can make your ex want you more than ever. And maybe that's what you would want too, after you've had time alone, that you think, yes, I think this could be work now on these different terms. Or maybe it's like, no, I actually don't want you. Okay, you want me now, but too late, too little, too late, right? So there is that as well. But you don't do it for that reason. You don't do no contact rule to get your ex back. I just feel that's just, for me, that is a manipulative kind of tactic that leaves you kind of waiting and hanging on and waiting for them to call you, because, hey, you should be contacting me now, you haven't heard from me, I've disappeared. Isn't this like what you're meant to do now? You're meant to really miss me and be calling me. And I feel like that is where we get into trouble with it. The no contact rule really has to be used because you want a genuine healing. You want a genuine, you know, getting over this person. And if it so happens that that brings about a reconnection, a reconciliation down the track, because you both have had shifts, you've both healed in different ways, then, you know, great, it's worked in that way as well. But use the no contact rule for what it is, to move forward and get over your ex. And for me, it absolutely did it. Like, I remember getting to day 44, and I wasn't counting the days, by the way. It was only when I'd realized, I thought, oh, how long has it been since I had contact? And I realized it was 44 days. Now, that was a miracle, because we'd only ever gone, like, the max was like literally, I think it was 20 days. And that was one time. Most of the time, it was always 5-6 days. And then he'd contact me again. So the fact that I was on, like, you know, day 44, I was so far ahead. I was like, wow, I feel. And I remember thinking, it's because I accepted it all. I accepted I was done. I accepted I wasn't going to opt back into this cycle. I accepted that my worth was way too much. My self-love was worth way more than that relationship. It was costing me, and I was not prepared to do it. So that's my message, guys. And if you need help getting over your ex, please DM me and ask me about my one-to-one programs. So far, I've helped thousands of women, and one-on-one, hundreds of women. And guys, I've actually coached men as well, primarily women though, not only move through the end of a relationship, but end toxic cycles for them. Because a lot of the people I've coached have been in relationships where there's a theme of just unhealthy relationships. And when I use the word toxic, it isn't synonymous with abuse, okay? Toxic can just be that you're unfulfilled or you're with someone that just isn't matched to you, but you stay there because you think there's nothing better. And that's toxic too. So please understand that when I use the word toxic, I'm not saying that you're in a string of abusive relationships. They can be just very unfulfilling relationships. You don't know what a relationship is meant to feel like because maybe you've never had that kind of love. And so you're settling. Excuse me. So that's the work I do. If you are interested in coaching with me, like I say, message me. I have my new website coming. My old one is still up, sallykalin.com. You can message me via there. You can message me via Instagram, DM me, and ask about this program, because I know the struggle of being in a toxic relationship. I know how difficult it is to leave. I also know the patterns that can follow us when we don't heal. When we don't do the inner work, we recreate our core conditioning, our core beliefs. And so this is why you see people always ending up in similar cycles, right? They just go, there's always a similar feeling to their relationships. If you, for example, just before I go, I will just leave this with you. If you have a deep down unknown belief of commitment, of committing to someone, you may always find yourself in relationships where there is an inability to commit either from you or from that other person, or the situation in the relationship is one in which it's ambivalent and uncertain all the time. And that is because unconsciously you are creating and choosing the people you are to match a core belief that you are unaware of. And so it's only when you bring these unconscious beliefs to the surface that you have the power to change them. So we have to take ownership for the relationships we end up in, right? We are the creators of our life. We are choosing. I'm going off on a tangent now, guys. I get so passionate about this because I just see how you can have the greatest relationship, right? This sore throat of mine as well, as I'm just like yelling this out. But you can, but you've got to be aware and awake enough to go, you know what? I can see the pattern. I can see what I'm doing. I can see how I'm addicted to the drama and the chaos, or I can see how I'm afraid to commit because I always attract these relationships where they're in which I'm kind of with a guy that either cheats on me, or I'm bored, or because I'm in a relationship where it's just, like I say, full on toxic and crazy because it reminds me of my crazy childhood. I've recreated it, and that's another common theme. So, you know, you're not alone, but I want this healed for you. I want you to know you can have the greatest, greatest life and have the greatest love. You've just got to do the inner work. So reach out if I can help you. On that note, I'm going to love you and leave you guys. Like I say, download my free meditation if you haven't already. It's on my Instagram. Tell me how you're finding these podcasts. Reach out. I'm here for you. And I will be sending you all the love in the world. And I will be back in a few days with a new podcast. And by the way, if you have messaged me lately, I have had so many messages. I have not been able to get back to all of you, but I will be getting back to you. So I apologize, and I will be back soon.